Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has said he is open to cooperation with the United States on issues of drug trafficking, oil sanctions, and migration. In a pre-recorded interview on state television, he said he was happy to hold talks with the Trump administration whenever and wherever it wanted. More from Zubair Ahmed.
The left-wing Venezuelan leader is feeling the pressure. Since September, U.S. forces have carried out numerous strikes on boats in both the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean, targeting what Washington says are drug smugglers. In the interview, President Maduro said he was open to negotiating an agreement to combat drug smuggling, but he refused to confirm or deny President Trump's recent claim of a U.S. attack on a docking facility that reportedly served Venezuelan drug trafficking boats. The U.S. has not yet responded.
The new Democrat mayor of New York City, Zoran Mamdani, has given his inaugural address, promising to restore trust and to work for all. In his speech at City Hall, he said his administration would govern expansively and audaciously. At a press conference afterwards, the new mayor announced three executive orders aimed at protecting renters and building housing.
Just a few hours ago, I celebrated with tens of thousands of New Yorkers. Many of them left our ceremony to return to houses and apartments that do not feel like homes, where bad landlords do not make repairs, where rents constantly rise, where roaches crawl in the hallways and heat in the chill of winter comes rarely. Today, on the first day of this new administration, we will not wait to deliver action.
Investigations are continuing into the cause of a fire at a bar in a ski resort in Switzerland in which at least 40 people were killed and more than 100 injured. Work is ongoing to identify the victims of Thursday's blaze at Crans-Montana. Ilana Shaw works at the Consolation bar and his best friend was one of those killed.
Some friends came. They called me, so I drove over. I arrived, and from there, everyone was burned. Everyone was screaming. Everyone was shouting. They'd been moved from the Constellation to Bar 1900, and it was crazy. It was like a horror movie. For real, it was a horror movie. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
China has defended its two-day large-scale military maneuvers around Taiwan, calling the drills legitimate. China's defense ministry also warned countries to stop supporting Taiwan independence forces and stirring up trouble. It comes after Washington urged Beijing to cease its pressure on the island. BBC News. Colombia's armed forces say they have, in their words, neutralized the main leader of one of the country's most feared criminal gangs. Mosquera Serrano, who is also known as Giovanni San Vicente and the Old Man, runs the Trenta Aragua group. He's accused of directing the gang's global drug trafficking and financial operations. The authorities in Iran say at least 7 people were killed in Thursday's anti-government protests, the fifth day of demonstrations against rising prices and the plummeting value of the currency. 30 people accused of public order disturbance in western Tehran have been arrested. Bahman Kalbasi is from BBC Persian.
Clearly, they do fear that if they allow it to go on any longer, it will spread even more to small cities across demographics. The reality is different parts of the society, be it shopkeepers, university students, and very young protesters in small towns are starting to join. So to prevent the entire society to come together against the regime, their response is to crack down, as we have been seeing, especially in the last 2-3 days.
Kim Jong-un's daughter has for the first time publicly paid tribute at the family mausoleum in North Korea. State media photographs show Kim Jue at the Kumsusan Palace of the Sun in the capital Pyongyang. She's made a number of prominent appearances in recent years, fueling speculation that she might be her father's most likely successor. Venus Williams, the 7-time Grand Slam winner, will return to the Australian Open after receiving a wild card entry. At 45, she will become the oldest woman to compete at the tennis season opening Grand Slam. That's the latest BBC News.